Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Lansing School Superintendent Dr. T.C. Wallace announcing that he will be leaving next year. To find out what may have led to his decision and what that may mean to the Lansing School District, I'm joined by Charles Ford, the Vice President of the Lansing School Board and an attorney here in Lansing. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ford.
Thank you.
Now, any sense of what led to Dr. Wallace's decision to leave at this particular time?
Well, I think Dr. Wallace, wanted to have a take some time off due to the fact that, he has a chief financial officer, Mr. Serapolli, who's leaving for retirement, who's worked with Dr. Wallace for the last 20 years, and they've been in three different districts together. Also, last year, we did not renew the position of the communications director. And those are two positions that have been working, two guys have been working very close to Dr. Wallace. And I think Dr. Wallace might have felt that not having those kinds of people around for the next year or two, Tita might have thought it was better to just to look at retiring from the school district in June of next year.
How would you describe the superintendent's working relationship with the board?
Well, I can speak with, for myself. I think it's been a satisfactory working relationship. Dr. Wallace has been able to provide with the information that we've needed when we've asked for it. I think that he's done a good job as far as, the academics, as far as Lansing's concerned. We've made AYP, 29, 31 of our schools have made AYP over the last couple of years, and I think it's been a good working relationship. I mean, there's always going to be differences of opinion in any organization, but for the most part, I've enjoyed working with Dr. Wallace.
He earned ratings of needs improvement or satisfactory on most categories of his annual personnel evaluation. Is that an indication that the board may have been less than pleased with his performance?
Well, I don't know if it is or not. There's only three categories that you can rate Dr. Wallace on the evaluation form. And so satisfactory was the middle and needs improvement was the bottom. And so only giving those three choices, I just think that Dr. Wallace probably was rated somewhere around satisfactory, a little bit less than that. But it's been a tough couple of years within the school district, trying to balance the budget, which was a tough year. Looking at the decline in enrollment is a thing that we've been looking at as a concern. And so I just think that we've had a tough couple of years in the Lansing School District. It's just the fact that Dr. Wallace is now the superintendent, so he would shoulder some of that responsibility.
Are you concerned about having to transition to a new superintendent during this period of time where cuts are likely to be made next year and some really difficult decisions are in store for whoever is going to replace him?
Well, I'm not that concerned about the transition due to the fact that Dr. Wallace has been been our superintendent for the last maybe a little bit over 5 years. And I think that we've been given almost a year notice, and so we'll go through the process of looking at what type of criteria that we would look at for a new superintendent, do the advertisement, and look at who would be out there that would help us move this district forward. I think it's a really kind of an exciting time.
I'm talking to Charles Ford. He's the vice president of the Lansing School Board and an attorney here in Lansing. When will the process then begin to find the new superintendent?
Well, we would probably start as soon as we, sit down, as soon as we can. We've got a new school year to get started. I think that's important right now that we get off on a good foot as far as the starting up the new school year. But, we'll sit down, look at the criteria that we'd look at for a new, for a new superintendent. Once we've got that, understood, then we will get the advertisements and things going so people who are applying for the job will have some ideas to what we are looking for as far as the district is concerned. And then we'll go about the process of looking at what kind of candidates we have.
You mentioned that we're seeing less and less students in the district. And there were some schools that were considered for closure during this last budget negotiation, and many of them were rejected. Are we likely to see that type of action taken next year?
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely be looking at some school closures. As you look at the voting, and when I was the person who voted for closure of a secondary school this year, that didn't get passed by the board, even though it was a recommendation of the administration that we do that we should close one of our middle schools. That will definitely come back. We may be looking at closure of a middle school, maybe even closure of a high school, but a secondary school will be definitely be closing probably next year.
I see. Are you already hearing from the public when it comes to this potential happening?
You know what? It's kind of a mix. I mean, we've had a lot of people who've come to our podium and speak during public comments saying that you guys should be closing a middle school or a high school. I mean, I think the public is letting us know that we should be doing that. But the key is, any time that we have recommendations to close schools, and people will show up and say, don't close our school. That will be the longest board meeting that you will have. People will come up and say, this is the reason why you shouldn't close schools. But, you know, we are going to have to close schools next year.
With the cuts we saw in this most recent budget, what's the general sense of the upcoming cuts next year? Are they likely to be even deeper, or is the worst likely behind the district?
Well, I think the worst might be behind, but I think that we're going to definitely look at cuts for next year. Like I said, we didn't close any schools, any secondary schools last year. This year, I think that we're going to have to look at a secondary school. So you might want to say that's going to be a deeper cut. So at that point, we'll take a look at see our student to teacher ratios to see if maybe class sizes should be, should be higher. That means that we're going to have fewer teachers, so that could be more cuts. I mean, so those things are going to be under consideration by the board next year, depending on how and what type of effect last year's cut will have on this year's budget.
We have about a minute left. You know, student-teacher ratio is considered one of the primary factors in students being able to succeed in the classroom. What is that ratio currently at the Lansing School District?
We're in our mid-20s to high 20s. I mean, we're probably for elementary school, somewhere between 23, 25, middle school 25, 27, and then for high school somewhere in the high 20s. So if you look at those ratios, even though we're looking at increasing class sizes, our class sizes are still pretty low in comparison to other districts.
This is Charles Ford. He's the vice president of the Lansing School Board and an attorney here in Lansing. Thank you very much for joining me, Mr. Ford.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me on the show today. And